years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Y'all come on in. I got the doors thrown wide open for you, the Arizona homeowner, to come into my house.
Wide open?
It's Rosie on the House. Wide open.
Setting yourself up there after last week.
Fresh pot of coffee on. Comfortable little couch to sit down here. Y'all come down here and we're gonna just chat for a little while about your little house. Home. Castle. Cabin or trailer house, right here at Rosie on the House, like we have been every Saturday morning for the last 30 years. We put our crew together, come down to the radio station, and broadcast information pertaining about home improvement, home remodeling, home maintenance. Off to my right here in the broadcast studio is my wife of 40 years, sweet Jennifer. Thank you, babe. Thanks for supporting me and doing this show for all those years. I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. Used to drag the kids down here, and each one would take turns, and they'd get Saturday with Dad and breakfast out with Dad.
And now I get every Saturday.
And now you get every Saturday. That's right. And Jennifer's in the broadcast studio with me this morning. So who do we have at the call screener station? We have Jonah Herkel, a sophomore from ASU, who is in the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism. He's from Queen Creek, Arizona, and he will be taking your calls. Give him a ring. I told him all interns need to learn how to operate 5 ringing phones at one time. So dial in now with your call and question, 1-888-767-4348. Any question you've got about home improvement or home remodeling, wherever you are located in the great state of Arizona, call the one toll-free number. Jennifer's gracious enough to always pay for your phone call by buying this toll-free line. It's 1-888-767-4348. And when he picks up the phone, say, "Hi, Jonah, how you doing?" Before I get to the update from last week's interview with APS, let me intercede here just for 1 minute about a broadcast event that's coming up for us. Is that in 2 weeks? It's in 2 weeks. Not next weekend, but in 2 weeks. We are going to be at the Tucson Book Festival. That's going to be on the U of A campus. It's where words and imagination come to life. Tucson Festival of Books. And I've never been to this event.
It's a big deal.
Apparently, it's a huge deal. Jonah's got his mic on. All right, very good. That's all right.
I'm going to blame it on Jonah.
we'll blame it on the experience engineer.
Okay.
And we do have all 5 lines ringing just for Jonah, our new intern. He's doing a great job. Y'all hang on. We'll get to your call, get your name, find out what you're trying to get the answers to, and we'll go from there. But on March 10th and 11th. It's where words and imagination come to life, the Tucson Festival of Books. And I guess this is a spectacular event. It's an event that's been going on in Tucson for a long time. I'm so thankful that Susan, our Southern Arizona Rosie on the House representative, turned us on to this. I mean, there's no place that they're putting this many books together that I don't want to be. That's for sure.
And we have a really it was hard, I have to tell you. We always like to have someone live in the 7 o'clock hour to interview. It was really hard to pick out of the gargantuan list of people there.
But when you click on authors on display, A to Z, it has to be 150 authors.
Mm-hmm. And they're national. It's not just Arizona.
Okay.
Like the Payson Book Festival.
Okay.
But it's so I was looking for someone that could talk kind of local and found Jim Cook from Western National Parks Association, which I bet you've never even heard of before.
You are correct. I've never heard of Western National Parks Association. I have not.
They do not get near the credit they deserve for all the education and the tours and things that they put together for the national parks in the West. So he's going to come on. And also, they will have representatives from each of the national parks from the Western United States and a live living history set up for the Hubble Trading Post.
The Hubble Trading Post.
Full of history.
Boy, that'll be cool. Set that up with the old creaking wood floors that they've got inside the actual building up there off Highway 191. It's a cool little spot if you've never been there. Hubble Trading Post. Got a lot of history packed in right there. So that's in 2 weeks, March 10th and 11th. We will actually be broadcasting live right there from the very heart of the activity. So U of A campus, Saturday, March 10th. Get on down there and introduce yourselves to us. We'd love to see some more of our Tucson and Southern Arizona listeners. Okay, I owe y'all an update. We had APS on last week, and I got a lot of feedback from a lot of people.
You did, or everybody, your staff did. We fielded all the questions and emails. You got quite a bit of.
We did. We did. And some of you were frustrated that we didn't cover the equalizer payment plan as well. We only gave it the last couple minutes of the broadcast. And that's the way a live broadcast works sometimes. You just get off on one of Rosie's bunny trails and you don't cover all the talking points you've got scripted every single hour. That's my fault. I did that. So I wanted to spend a couple minutes before we go into your questions, kind of updating everybody on this rate increase. It doesn't impact everybody in the state, but it does impact. They are the largest power provider in the state, so it impacts a lot of you. I am not a fan of the equalizer plan. But I know many of you like the reliability of knowing exactly what the expense is going to be every month. What you're forfeiting by having the convenience of a budgetary number that pretty much stays the same all year long is you're forfeiting the ability to assess your return on investment of products you're installing on your house for the purpose of saving money on your energy bill. Unless you become very, very educated on how to read your energy bill. Even if you're on an equalizer plan, you should be studying the bill monthly to determine how you're doing on your consumption. Are you over-consuming based on the budgetary number that APS set for you? That happened to a lot of people in 2017 because the summer of 2017 was so hot and so long. And then they got hit with their annual adjustment. So what happens is APS looks at your prior performance, your prior consumption habits, and says you spent $2,400 on your power bills all year last year. So we're going to ask you just to pay us $200 a month. And that's the end of 2016. So you're put on a payment program of $200 a month, assuming you're going to be consuming about the same amount of energy. And then we're hit with 108, 9, 10 degree days in May, June, lasting all the way through to October with some 100 and high teens right in there through August and September. And you're not paying attention to how much power you're consuming. And you're actually consuming in those months maybe $350, $380, maybe even as much as $400 worth of energy. But you're still only paying $200. So APS gets to the end of that year, takes a look at it, and says, oh, in 2016, you bought $2,400 worth of juice. In 2017, you bought $3,200 worth of juice. So now your bill needs to expand to $260 a month. Well, for a lot of people, that was hitting them just about the time the news of the APS rate increase was hitting the papers. So immediately, many of you on the equalizer plan assumed, oh my goodness, I've got a 30% price increase in my monthly bill because of this rate increase. Well, that probably isn't the case. As a matter of fact, if you're seeing it jump up that much, I can guarantee you that's not the case. You've got to study how much power you're consuming, even if you're on the equalizer plan. I hope that kind of clears the cloud there on that particular plan. And again, the reason I'm not a fan of the equalizer plan is I'm asked to assess the efficiency of homes all day, every day, all week, all year long. And people want to know, okay, Rosie, what's the first thing I should do to start saving money? And so we give them a priority list. Well, based on your home, based on your historical power consumptions, based on your family, based on your lot orientation, based on the quality of construction of your house, based on the genre of your house, the age and vintage of your house, this is the first thing you should do. Well, if you're on the equalizer plan, you are never going to see an immediate result in the dollars you're spending at APS. You're going to have to learn how to read the detail of your power bill and analyze how many kW are you consuming and how much is going to be on peak and how much is going to be off peak and how much you limit your demand if you're on a demand program. Which I can tell you, in my most humble attitude of life, most of you should be on a demand program. You're not going to have to move the earth and sun to get it to work for you. You've just got to stagger a little bit how you buy your power. And I've got some more details I want to cover, but we've got a few months to cover it. We've moved the on-peak demand from noon to 7, and everybody got used to that. Now we're changing it to 3 to 8. That means you must prepare to adjust correctly. And we'll be covering that over the next few months.
Well, so just be patient. We are working on it. Really want to fulfill our goal to educate and inform and help y'all make the best decision. But it's going to take a little time. And really, truth to tell, we won't really, really, really know till it happens. And so we do have 4 callers online. Don't give up hope. We have Carrie, Steve, Greg, and Dave. They all helped us with filling Jonah's plate back there. So he passed the test. And we'll be coming back to that in just a minute here after a couple of sponsors here.
All right, if any of you are shopping for a car, I want you to know that the Sanderson Ford President's Day sale is still on, baby. And I'm telling you, they have got some special vehicles. You can get into the Ford Escape for as little as $219 a month with about $2,300 down. And that is an awesome little car. Ford Motor Company. You know what? I don't know why you'd shop any other manufacturing company. They are American-made, and they made it through the recession without having to take government money. Sanderson Ford's the biggest, largest, most monster Ford dealership in the entire world. And they're there, located on 51st Avenue in Glendale, to take care of you just as if you were family. Get over there and find out why Sanderson Ford is consistently rated the number one Ford dealership in America. Just remember one thing, they're always closed on Sunday.